For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. If they can do it for Willie, they can do it for plain old Joe citizens. Last week, in a neighboring state, an entertainer on the way to do a show, traveling in his tour bus, was stopped by police. The motor coach was pulled into a roadside police checkpoint set up for motorists entering to a state. The alert officer smelled the aroma of happy weed and searched the bus. Police found marijuana and some magic mushrooms. The police spokesperson said that it was obvious that the marijuana was not packaged for resale and therefore was for personal use. Not knowing any more than I do about the situation, I agree that the officer did the right thing by allowing the bus and passengers to proceed. The offenders will be called into court at a future date to answer for themselves and face the music. No pun intended. The police did the right thing this time, but there are way too many times when plain old Joe gets stopped and the officer takes an entirely different approach by impounding the vehicle, arresting and booking Joe into jail. Then, guilty or not, he or she has to face a bail hearing before being allowed to proceed. That is, he has the money to post bail. If not, then the arrested person must remain in jail until the proceedings have run their course. The impounded vehicle will be sold later at county auction. The officer then gets congratulated by his peers for doing his part to finance the county and take a bite of the drug war. I have spoken before about the practice of the police adjudicating corporal punishment by booking and jailing a suspect for possession of a controlled substance. I believe that if the person poses no danger to anyone, then he or she should not be jailed until he or she has been found guilty by a judge or jury. Our jails are full of nonviolent offenders who do not need to be there because they are not a danger to society. It is time that the politicians in this country wake up to the failed public policy called the drug war and stop treating Americans as fodder for prisons. There are over 2.2 million Americans in jail, and 1.8 million of them are there for nonviolent drug offenses. America has 4.6% of the world's population and 22% of the world's prisoners. The combined cost for keeping these nonviolent offenders in jail is a staggering $100+ billion a year. If the incarceration rate is not reversed, America is doomed. The punishment must fit the crime, and when the crime has no victim, then LEAP believes that legalization, regulation, and control of drugs, and treatment or rehabilitation, not incarceration, is the answer. There will be no improvement until the war on drugs fiasco is changed. Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of criminals. Let's ask some hard questions and listen for answers. Maybe together we will discover a solution. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Again, that website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.